When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3021. So rumors have been flying for the last couple of months about Grand Admiral Thrawn. Will he or won't he appear in the Ahsoka series? And if he does, who will play the character? Well, there seems to be something coalescing around it, and I thought I'd summarize where we're at and where we might end up. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, cast your mind back to Season 2 of The Mandalorian, in specific Chapter 13, The Jedi, or Season 2, Episode 5, if you prefer, and we had that battle at the end between Ahsoka and the Magistrate Morgan Elsbeth. And once she defeated the Magistrate, Ahsoka asked a question that has been on the minds of Star Wars Rebels fans for years: where's Grand Admiral Thrawn? Now, we did not get the answer to that question in the episode. We have no idea what the Magistrate said or didn't say to Ahsoka in that moment, but certainly all eyes are on Ahsoka and Sabine Wren for the Ahsoka series, under the presumption that they are on the hunt to find Ezra Bridger. And if you are new to this whole discussion, then the brief summary is that at the end of the Star Wars Rebels series, Ezra was on the bridge of a Star Destroyer, the Chimera, with Grand Admiral Thrawn, and had managed to get a bunch of Purrgil, which are basically space whales that can go into hyperspace, to grab onto the ship and launch them off into the great unknown, but nobody knows where. And at the end of Rebels, Sabine is meditating on a mural that she had made with the entire Ghost crew, and Ahsoka shows up to say it's time to go hunt for Ezra. Well, that scene has been recreated for live action, which is what gives us the idea that they are on the hunt for not only Ezra, but also Grand Admiral Thrawn, in addition to that line from the Mandalorian episode, as part of the events of the Ahsoka series. That's not to say that they weren't looking between the end of the Rebels series and where we see them in The Mandalorian. It just means that, yeah, maybe they had other priorities at the moment, as happens from time to time. But I'm digressing slightly. So let's circle back around to Thrawn and Ezra and casting news and rumors. So Iman Esfandi was rumored to be the Ezra Bridger for live action stories. This has not been confirmed by Disney or Lucas, but it has been reported and cross-confirmed across Hollywood trade, so very good reason to believe that they've got it right. But if Ezra's found and is going to appear in the Ahsoka series, then it begs the question, what about Grand Admiral Thrawn? And why wouldn't he be in the Ahsoka series if Ezra's in the Ahsoka series? I mean, I guess you could come up with story situations like, oh yeah, Ezra got away from Thrawn and they found Ezra first, okay? So yeah, there's a way you could explain that. But it seems silly to have Ahsoka asking about Thrawn, to be casting Ezra, and to not have Thrawn appear in the Ahsoka series at some point, even if it's just at the end of the series. But who could play Grand Admiral Thrawn? He was voiced by Lars Mikkelsen, who is the brother of Mads Mikkelsen, aka Galen Erso in Rogue One. Of course, Thrawn and Galen, no relation, but I'm just kidding. Anyway, so of course, with Star Wars, we've been seeing a trend where the people who are playing characters in animation are not necessarily the ones who are playing characters in live action. One prominent example of this would be Katie Sackhoff, who played Bo-Katan in Star Wars The Clone Wars and in Rebels, and also played that character in The Mandalorian as well. But for every Katie Sackhoff situation, there are many others that go the other way, like Ashley Eckstein as Ahsoka Tano in the animation versus Rosario Dawson in live action, Tia Sakaar as Sabine in animation versus Natasha Lou Bordizzo in live action, Jason Isaacs as the Grand Inquisitor versus Rupert Friend showing up in live action. So it's not necessarily a given that Lars Mikkelsen would be tapped to play Grand Admiral Thrawn in live action, though certainly the fan base seems very excited about the possibility and has been advocating for that. And yes, they do pay attention to these things because people were advocating for Rosario Dawson to play Ahsoka Tano for quite a long time, and even she was advocating for that herself. So yeah, it does happen. But for quite a while, it seemed that Lars Mikkelsen was not going to be playing Grand Admiral Thrawn. As early as April of this year, Jordan Mazon, who runs Cinelinks, had reported that it wasn't going to be him at all. But then a few months later, actually heard that he was still in the mix for it, that it was a possibility he would play the character. But even then, Jordan was saying he was hearing conflicting things, and so he didn't feel comfortable coming down on one side or the other of that, which, you know, makes perfect sense. And that's where we've been until yesterday. So there's a guy named Christopher Mark who I have never seen come up in conversations like this before, and his one website, The Ronin, actually hasn't been updated since July, and he writes and contributes for another one called The Playlist. So yeah, I didn't have him in my list of sources where it's like, okay, yeah, that might be a reliable one, but he put out a tweet early in the morning on October 10th saying that Lars Mikkelsen was in fact confirmed to be playing Grand Admiral Thrawn. You gotta watch out about that word confirmed. So that, according to his sources, that is the case, that he would not only be playing Grand Admiral Thrawn, but that he would also be in the traditional white uniform, which I don't know why he would be anything else, but anyway. So it's one thing for this person that I hadn't heard of, you know, to say it, but then Jordan Mazon retweeted it. Mazon? Jordan, I'm gonna have to reach out and ask you how to pronounce your last name. I'm sorry about that. But Jordan retweeted this Christopher Mark person with a "there you go." So that is much more of a, you know, trustworthy imprimatur for my intents and purposes, comparatively speaking. But as of the time of this recording, it has not been picked up by the Hollywood trades. They have yet to confirm this, and that's when it really gets reliable, though certainly Jordan has a terrific track record. But going back to the whole will he, won't he appear, and will it or will it not be Lars Mikkelsen question, the fact that we're hearing this just as the Ahsoka series is nearing the end of its shooting schedule does suggest that we're not going to see Thrawn in a large majority of the episodes, or at the very least that he's not going to have a lot of screen time and it might just be sprinkled here and there across a number of episodes. That, however, doesn't mean that we're not going to get a bigger dose of Thrawn at some point in the future. As you may recall from the Disney Investor Day in 2020, Kathleen Kennedy said that a bunch of these series that are taking place in the Mandalorian timeline are building up to a much larger event, and the very logical conclusion to arrive at would be that the big event is to take down Grand Admiral Thrawn and whatever level of power he has assembled for himself. And perhaps the bigger question would be, why is Thrawn having anything to do with any of the Empire's remnants? I mean, the Empire has been thoroughly defeated by this point, despite whatever's going on with Moff Gideon and whatnot. Why wouldn't he just be heading back to the Chiss Ascendancy, and where might the Chiss Ascendancy factor in to all of this? It's certainly a lot to consider, but I think the bottom line for our purposes is that it sure does seem like we are more certain than not that Lars Mikkelsen is going to reprise his role as Grand Admiral Thrawn from Star Wars Rebels in the live-action Ahsoka series, and that it's also rather likely, I would say, I'll even go on a limb and say more likely than less likely, that he doesn't necessarily appear in a heck of a lot of the Ahsoka series, but that he is part of whatever this bigger storytelling event is that they are building toward, and that he may actually be the big bad in all of that. So that sums up what we know and can safely suppose about Grand Admiral Thrawn and his casting for the Ahsoka series and what may be coming down the line. If we get any more news about this or the trades start chiming in on it, I will absolutely let you know. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the show, and it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7. by 7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.